Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
I'll tell the people that, no?
Well, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, 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 everyone, to God in the Midst, Get'em Radio, Thursday night edition. Hallelujah. So good to see all of you on the line tonight. You look as excited as I do. Amen. I saw some of you even come on earlier. Praise God. Amen. And God's going to move by his spirit, and I know he's moving right now. So let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord Father, we bless you. We love you. We adore you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you are the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the Almighty God. Hallelujah. And then because your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. We thank you for moving by your spirit. Lord God, we thank you that whatever is wrong, that you'll make it right. And whatever is right, you'll take it and dedicate it for your use and for your glory. And we bless you for that, Lord God. Touch each and every one of us. Hallelujah. All of our households, everything pertaining to life and godliness. And we give you praise for it. We lift up our speaker today. Lord, we thank you that you just strengthen her with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And we make a demand on the anointing in her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for that overflow anointing that's coming through her right now in Jesus' name. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So like I said, it's so very good to see all of you here on the line tonight. Before we go into having our speaker to come on, just wanted to pray over the United Kingdom. I'm probably sure that you all have heard that Queen Elizabeth passed away today at the age of 96, and she was the queen for 70 years. So you can imagine what they're going through right now. So, Lord God, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Give them your peace beyond all understanding. Guard their hearts. Guard their minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we thank you as King Charles is about to take her place, that you just touch him right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let him hear from you. Help him to hear from you very clearly and follow what you say to do. Hallelujah. Because you are the leader of leaders. You are the King of Kings. And so, Lord God, we just thank you. There's a lot going on in that country right now that only you can turn around by your spirit. So we thank you for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Also, now the end of, we had Pastor Eric with us, and he was telling us about an evangelistic event that's going to take place in St. Louis on September the 17th. It's called Wake Up St. Louis. Let's hear him now.
Hi, I'm Eric with Operation Save the Lou. We are hosting an evangelism outreach event, Wake Up STL, on September 17th at O'Fallon Park. We will share the gospel and love of Jesus with people in the community, attempting to reach many who are lost or stuck in a world of crime. Featuring a free concert of local St. Louis Christian hip-hop artists, guest speakers, raffles all day, and barbecue. But we need your help. We are in need of volunteers or donations. Please visit OperationSaveTheLou.com. That is OperationSaveTheLou.com.
Amen. OperationSaveTheLou.com. Hallelujah. Wake up, St. Louis. Amen. If you're able to do anything, to be a part of that in any way, please, contact OperationSaveTheLou.com. Amen. And now let's go on. I'm excited to hear from our dear Pastor Helen Price today. She's going to be with us all this month, every Thursday, 9 p.m. And she's doing spiritual warfare boot camp. I want to say evangelism boot camp. I don't know why, but she's doing the spiritual warfare boot camp. Amen. She's been with us before. She's been with us many times. Most of you know who she is. She is my mentor. She's my spiritual mother, and she's my sister. Amen. She's my real sister. Amen. She's my spiritual sister, and she is my sister. Hallelujah. And she has been in the ministry for over 40 years. She's preached the gospel all over the world, and God uses her in such a profound way that it's preaching, patient. And so we thank God for that right now. Hallelujah. So we want to introduce to some and present to all Pastor Helen Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you so much. I just thank God for that, as always, for the wonderful introduction that you give. I praise God even tonight. And I want to thank you again for inviting me to do this boot camp, this basic training in spiritual warfare. As always, I'm so honored. And thankful to God. Hallelujah. And thankful to God and you for this invitation. And I always want to give, when I come on, I want to give a special shout out and send much love to our mom, to Pastor Mom, and to also to Pastor Catherine and you that helped to tend to and take care of what we call our baby doll, our Pastor Mom. And I give much thanks to God for her because, Mom, you're such an example in our lives. We watched you all the time, Mom, if you're still woke. We watched you all the time as you prayed, and would get up at 3 o'clock every morning, even though you had to be at work, but you would get up at 3 o'clock every morning and just pray. And I thank God that many of us are where we are today because of the prayers of our praying mom. I want to thank God for you, Mom, and we just send much love, and we send much love even from our household. And then I want to give thanks to God for every single person who is now on the line tonight. I give honor and glory to God for you and to those who will listen to this broadcast in the future. It might be 100 years from now if Jesus tarries to come and you're listening to this particular broadcast. Well, just know God has you here for a reason tonight. And then above everything else, I want to give glory and honor to Jesus Christ, who again is truly the great head of the church and the head of my life. And I give glory and honor and praise to him for who he is in our lives and in my life. I want to welcome you, and Apostle, I want you to do me a favor tonight. I want you to give me the scripture that I know that you have down in your spirit, because we're going to be talking about Jesus Christ tonight as the great head of the church. I want you to go and get for me, so I want you to read this when I get to it. I want you to read Ephesians, the first chapter, and I want to make sure where I want you, and I want you to read all the way down into Ephesians, the first chapter, and beginning, I believe it's going to be at 17. I'm trying to let the Lord lead and guide me tonight as to how he would have me to do this. Ephesians 1, and it begins, I believe, at like verse 17, and down to Ephesians 2 and verse 6. Ephesians 2 and verse 6. I want to make sure I have that as I ask you to read and make sure. Yes. And really, let me go back again, Apostle, because I wanted to start, because this is one of the most important prayers in the, that's it. It starts at 16, because it's a very important prayer in the Bible. And I want you to read down there, and then I want you to read this is again. Here we go. Ephesians 1, 16 through 23. And then I want you to read Ephesians 2, and verse 6, Ephesians 2 and verse 6. So you're going to skip down when that time comes, and I'll tell you about it in just a few moments. And so I give glory to God for that. I just love you, Lord, and I just continue to yield to you, Father God. I worship you this night, and even the prayers as the apostle has already prayed tonight. I join my prayers with her. And kind Heavenly Father, we just love you. We love you tonight, and we worship you and thank you tonight for the greatness and the magnitude of your love for us, and that you gave the very best that you had to give, which is your precious darling son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you tonight and say this night in Jesus' name, have your way. Lord, I thank you that I yield myself that you may speak through me and to me, Lord God, with simplicity, with accuracy, and with a good understanding, and that your word will go forth tonight unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces. Have your way tonight, Daddy God. You have an agenda. You have something that's on your mind tonight. And I yield to you that you, precious Holy Spirit, may minister to me and through me tonight in the name of Jesus. Let us not go away from this place the same. Don't let us go away from this place the same. Open our eyes, open our ears, that we may hear, Lord God, with clarity and accuracy, with simplicity, and with a good understanding what you have on your heart and mind tonight, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, as I come tonight, I welcome you to the second week of this Bible boot camp, this basic training in spiritual warfare. Last week, we did the introduction to this spiritual warfare boot camp, and today I will give a very brief review of what we covered last week. However, before I do that, I want to give you a brief overview of what we will be covering tonight, especially for those who may have to leave the broadcast early, or somebody may just fall asleep tonight. But tonight we'll be covering 5 points about God as our commander-in-chief in the army of the Lord, as God is our commander-in-chief. Number one, we'll be covering it is very important that we must know that as soldiers in God's army, that God is with us and we are not alone. So if you don't get all the service tonight, know this for a fact, that God is with you. We're called to be a soldier, and as a soldier in God's army, God is with us. We're not alone. We started that last week. Number two, God wants us to know and be very sure that as his soldiers, that he loves and cares for us. That is so very important, because that speaks of relationships. We are not just any kind of normal soldiers in a military, but we are part of God's family, and he loves and cares for us as soldiers. Then God wants us to know that as his soldiers, he's able to work on our behalf. We've got to know his powerfulness, his ability. Nothing's too hard. Nothing's impossible for the God that we serve. He's able. Glory to God. Then number four, he also wants us to know that as his soldiers, he's willing to work on our behalf. Not only is he able to do it, but he's willing. It's something to know somebody is powerful and that they're able to do something. But the question many of us and some of us may have is, are you willing to do it for me? And God said, I want you to know, I am willing. I'm not only able to do it for you, but as my child, my soldier, and my army, I'm willing to do it for you. So we're not in this alone. And then the bottom line of this particular message tonight, and knowing God as our commander in chief, the bottom line is that God wants us to know too much about him to doubt him. He does not want us to worry, be anxious, or fretful about anything. Situations are going to come in our lives. Tests and trials are going to come in our lives. He said, I want you to be able at a moment's notice to cast every care upon me, says the Lord. I want you to give it to me. I don't care what you're facing. He said, because worry is like a sin, because it calls God a liar. It says, Lord, you're not who you say you are. You are. You're not really able. You're not really willing. That's what worry and anxiety says. Worry, and God says, I don't want you worried about a thing. I want you to know too much about me and my love for you to doubt me, says the Lord. So that's what we're going to be covering tonight as we go in, that we, as soldiers, that we're not alone. He wants us to be sure that he loves and cares for us. He wants us to be sure that he's able to work on our behalf. He wants us to know that as soldiers, he's willing to work on our behalf. And the bottom line of what he wants us to know is that he does not want us to worry, be anxious, or fretful about anything. Now, let us do a brief review from last week. So those of you who may want to go to sleep, you say, oh, I got the message. No, I'm going to sleep. Glory to God. So now let us do it. And you can always come back and look in the archives, because this will be it's being recorded by Apostle Barbara Kizzy and the God in the Mist radio radio program, and you can always go back and click it and listen to it again and get some of the finer points. But you got the overview of it, of what's on God's heart and mind tonight. I many times, saints of God, I just sit before the Lord, or I lay before the Lord. I spend time with the Lord and let him download me as to what does he want to say and how does he want to say it. And that's what he said. And then he said, now, when you begin the service, now, Helen, give them what the overview. That's the mode or the method that he had tonight. Give them the overview. So if somebody goes to sleep, they can know that in my army, I'm with them. That in my army, they're not alone. Glory to God. So in our introduction, our key scripture for this basic training in spiritual warfare is 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 and 4. It establishes the Bible fact. I'm going to stop myself right now. I'm going to stop myself right now because of the fact of this. The Lord said, even though you're given the interview, the overview, the key scripture for the overview is the one I have for Apostle to read tonight. We're going to come back to that scripture again, but I need her to do the overview scripture. Again, that's for people who may have to leave. This is for people who may fall asleep after the first 5 minutes. Stay woke a little more, and we're going to give you the key scripture for this particular message. Apostle, what you read, I know you said, that's strange. How does she know? Well, I'm on this line sometimes, too, and sometimes I go to sleep, too. So, glory to God. When we're in these Zoom programs, and when nobody can see you, and you're in your pajamas, and you're in your bed, and you're laying down, and you've been at work all day, or you may have been taking care of the children, or whatever it is that you're doing, and you want to stay up, and it's 9 and 10 o'clock at night, but all of a sudden you've gotten sleepy, or even 7 or 8. So, Apostle, would you please read for me? Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. Have your way tonight. Thank you for stopping me before I went into the review. Thank you. Read, would you please read for me Ephesians 1 and verses 16 through 23, and then Ephesians 2 and verse 6, Apostle.
Amen. Okay, Ephesians 1, 3. Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the Lord, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put
Apostle,
yeah.
When you read verse 22, read it twice. When you read verse 22, read verse 22 twice.
Okay. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him fills all in all. Hallelujah. Amen. You know I wanted to sing some of that, but that's
Amen.
Okay. Other time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And,
so
and you going down to
and six.
Okay.
And has raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. I know I didn't want to interrupt you, but I heard read that 22 again, because in that particular passage, this is a passage of scripture in Ephesians 1, 16 through 23 that we need to know by heart. That was one of the first scriptures about 40-some years ago as I got close to the Lord that I was instructed by the Holy Spirit to learn and to memorize because it was so important. And hallelujah. And when we got to the 22nd part of that verse, and it talks about, really, we started at when that God wanted us to have the eyes. This is the prayer that Paul prayed. He ceased not to give thanks for them, making mention of them in his prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, would give unto us, each one of us, the spirit. And this is what I pray for ones daily, that he would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened, that we would know beyond a shadow of a doubt what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in the saints. And then it says, what is the exceeding greatness of his power? Because that even answers the question of God's ability. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him, that is Jesus Christ, from the dead, and set him in his own right hand in the heavenly places. And then look at verse 21, because this shows you the power and the magnitude and the greatness of God's power. He's far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every single name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. That's saying a lot. That 21st verse, if you meditate on that and see law, that means it said to meditate, pause, and calmly think about it. When you begin to think about that Jesus Christ is far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And verse 22, and has put all things under his feet. That's the here he's talking about is Jesus, that put all things under Jesus' feet and gave Jesus to be the head over all things to the church. He is our commander-in-chief. He is, hallelujah, the captain of the armies of the Lord. He is the captain of our salvation. He is the great head of the church. God made him head over all things, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. That is so important when we think about, when we begin to think about us. One of the identities we have, of course, is that we're soldiers in the army of the Lord. And as a soldier in the army of the Lord, we have to understand and must understand that our commander-in-chief, the great head of the church, is Jesus Christ himself. It's Jesus Christ himself. You know, I think about, as before you, if anybody's getting ready to go to sleep, I think about today that we have seen where Queen Elizabeth has gone, passed away today, and prayerfully that she went to be with the Lord. She passed away today. And as we begin to get into our email, I'm going to go back over a quick review, but I want to say this again while you're listening, because we as soldiers, that's only one part of the identity, and we'll read that scripture about the soldiers, but that's only one part of our identity in Jesus Christ. But he's letting us know about that so that we can be able to go in the direction that we need to go in our lives. And as a part of that, we are part of the family of God. We know when we receive Jesus Christ, we become a part of the royal family of God. John 1:12 says, as many as has received him, to them he gave that right to become children of God, to as many as believed on his name. So we become children of God. We're a part. We can look at Jesus as our commander-in-chief in relations to the United States in one way, because we have our president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Whatever president is president at that time is commander-in-chief. I saw how they did with President Barack Obama when they had, you know, every president who's been a commander-in-chief has a portrait that's put up, him and his wife. But they didn't do it this time for President Barack Obama. They would not hold a ceremony. And so this time President Biden came back in order to rectify that as the commander-in-chief during this cycle. He came back in order to have a ceremony that commander-in-chief, President Barack Obama's portrait and his wife's portrait could be put up in the White House. Because they said in the opening statements, they said there was a missing place for it. So the commander-in-chief of the United States is the president at that time. And he's the one who's over the armed forces of the United States. But our walk with God and our soldiership is more akin to what we see over with Queen Elizabeth. It's over there. She passed away today, and she was the head. She's the head as the queen at this time. She was the head of the royal forces, or the royal navy. They call it the Royal Navy, the Royal Marines, the Royal Air Force. And then they call it the Majestic Army. The army is called the Majestic Army. So she was the head over as a queen. And now with Charles, her son, who is now he is now the king of England. He is not as a king. He's a king now. We have a king now. And he is the king of the armed forces. And they call them the Royal Armed Forces. Well, we, and as we talk about this, as soldiers of the living God, we are a part of God's royal army, because our King, Jesus, is King of Kings. In Revelation 19, he's called the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He's called the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So as a king, we're a part of the royal army of the Lord. As his soldiers, we're all soldiers in the army. Those men that you see in that white and they be marching along, they are the royal forces in the army of the Lord. So we're getting a view of the kind of identity we have. And as our royal commander, Jesus, as our the great head of the church, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he is the royal commander in chief in the army of the Lord. And that's what we're going to go through. So let me go back very quickly through a review of what we've been doing in this basic training in spiritual warfare. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 and 4, it establishes the Bible fact that at the moment we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, Lord, and God, The moment that we're saved and born again, we are enlisted by God into his army as soldiers. And that we're called by God to be good soldiers of the living God. 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 and 4 says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. The Amplified Bible in that verse says, take with me your share of hardship, passing through the difficulties which you're called to endure like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. And then it says, no man that warreth, so let us know there's a war going on, whether we like it or not, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. God chooses you and me when we come to him, when we came to him. He has chosen us to be a soldier. And the New King James Bible, it says, no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life. Here in this verse, it lets us know there's a war going on, whether we like it or not, because we have an enemy whose job is to steal, kill, and to destroy. Jesus said in John 10:10, I'm come that you may have life and that you might have it more abundantly. But in the good times, there's still a war going on. In the bad times, there's still a war going on. In the in-between times, there's still a war going on. And God, this whole basic training in spiritual warfare is designed to let us know, to have our eyes open, that there is a war going on, that we have some outside forces, even in the good times, even in the in-between times, there's something going on. And he says, no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Here it says, God enlists us, and then we're called to endure. Because he says in that word, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. That word, beloved, means, that word endure means to persevere, to keep on keeping on. God wants us to persevere, to keep on keeping on. We're called to be a good soldier in Jesus Christ, even in the face of hardships, which are temptations, tests, and trials. Remember that we looked at Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 11, and it says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. That's not to the people who can run so fast, nor the battle to the strong, no matter how mighty they may look. But Matthew 10 and verse 22 says, but he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Remember that we are called to endure, which means, again, that we're called to persevere, to keep on keeping on. We're called to be a good soldier who keeps on keeping on, perseveres in the face of hardships, of temptations, of tests, and of trials. Psalm 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. John 16, verse 33 says, these things I've spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But Jesus said, remember, he's the great head of the church, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Isaiah 43 and verse 2 says, when, not if, it says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. He didn't say if you pass through the waters. He said, in this life, there will be sometimes when waters may come up in our lives. He said, but when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. This is God's promise to us. It may look like we're being overwhelmed. It may look like things are not going good. There were some things that sometimes in my own life, there are times that I love to give, I want to be a part of something, and sometimes some things are just not there and available to me. And so today, there was something that I wanted. Somebody had made an invitation for for tomorrow, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I said, Lord, I don't, in the natural, I may not have it. He said, if you had everything that you needed to be able to go to attend this event, would you go? I said, oh, yes, Lord, yes. He said, then cast it onto me. Cast that care onto me. Because a lot of times it's given and wanting to be able to do for somebody. And I cast the care onto the Lord. And before I could get through, within a few minutes, God had made the provision. And I said, look at Jesus. Look at you, Lord God. And so I praise him for being able that when we go through things that we may not know, that's a simple thing. That's a little thing. But there are people going through some very serious things in their lives, very, very serious things. But God said, when you pass through it, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Hallelujah. you know, this is kind of like a segue now as we come out of that review and we go into the part two of this basic training in spiritual warfare. The bottom line is God does not want us to be surprised by the temptations, tests, or trials that may come our way. I'm going to say that again for you. God does not want us to be surprised, shocked, or astonished by the temptations, tests, or trials that may come our way. 1 Peter 4 and verse 12 says, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. It says in one translation, Beloved, do not be astonished at the temptations that will come upon you, as if something strange happened to you, for they are for your proving. The CEV Bible says, Dear friends, don't be surprised or shocked that you're going through testing. That is like walking through fire. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13, and this is such a blessed assurance that we need to keep before our mind and memory. We learned it when we first started walking in the Lord, and we need to be reminded of this. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, There is no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear. God says, whatever you're going through, it's something that everybody that's gone through. In the Good News Translation, that verse says, listen very carefully, every test that you have experienced is the kind that normally comes to people. But God keeps his promise, and he will not allow you to be tested above, beyond your power to remain firm. At the time you are put to the test, he will give you the strength to endure it. And so that to endure, that means to keep on keeping on. And so provide you with a way out. How many of you have been a living witness that God has helped you out of a temptation, a test, and a trial? I am. John, and then we have to understand, somebody says this, but that's a lie. Somebody says that God would not put too much on you to bear. You need to take, if you say that or if you believe that, we need to take that out of our vernacular, out of our mind. It's not God that puts things on. We have an enemy whose job, main job, is to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus says something else. In John 10:10, it says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. He's talking about the devil. The devil comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. He goes up and down, to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. But God said to us, resist him steadfast in the faith. And then it says, in John 10:10, Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus said, I want you to know what my will is. As your commander in chief, as the great head of the church and of the royal army of the Lord, he's our soldiers. I want you to know I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. He said, I came that you might have an abundant life. That is why God begins to tell us to pray. Because he wants us, it is good, acceptable, and pleasing to God. That's why as soldiers we need to pray. Because he said it's good, acceptable, and pleasing to God that we lead a quiet and peaceable life. 1 Timothy 2 verse 1 through 3. 1 Timothy 2 verse 1 through 3 says, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good, verse 3 says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. God says, pray. Pray about everything. Pray as you go in. Pray as you come out. Pray as you stay in. Pray about your food. Pray about your body. Pray about your children. Pray about everything. Because God says, my desire is that you might have life and have it more abundantly, and that you might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good. That's good. He said, I'm telling you, trials and afflictions and tests and trials may come. He said, but I want you to understand that I want you to lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And even in the peaceful times, God wants us to understand that there is a thief who comes to steal and kill and to destroy. He said, I don't want you to be surprised by that. That's why he has a saying about spiritual, basic training in spiritual warfare. Because even in the good times, we have to keep on praying. Don't let down your guard. Continue to spend quality time. I can remember 20 years ago,
over 20 years ago when we were here in the year 2000. God said, how you're going to be by 2020, it's going to count how you do right now. If you will continue to be instant in prayer and out of prayer, continue to meditate day and night in my word, observing to do according to all that is written therein, then you will make your way prosperous. You'll have good success. Stay in me. Stay in my word. Because at this time, what you're doing right now is going to determine what's going to happen in your life, your children's life. Stay close to God. If you receive Jesus Christ, it's not going to keep you. If you don't stay close, it's not going to keep you from going to be with him. But you just might not have that abundant life. So God says, I've got to teach and train that one part of your identity in me, the Lord says, is that you're a soldier, a part of my royal family, a part of my royal army. And he said, in that, I want you to understand that you have an enemy whose job is to, his mode of operation is to steal, kill, and destroy. And I don't want you to be surprised by it. I don't want you to be shocked. I don't want you to say, oh, Lord, why me, Lord? Because he said, there is an enemy. But in the midst of everything that you're going through, he said, know this. He said, I'm with you. Look at 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 7. 1 Corinthians 9, or hear it. It says, no soldier goes to warfare at his own expense or in his own strength and in his own ability. The word of God says, who serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat its grapes? Who tends a flock and does not drink the milk? This verse is so important because God lets us know as soldiers in his army, and we started this last week, we are not alone. We started the fact that we have a commander-in-chief and that we are not alone in this army of the Lord. We're not on our own. Isaiah 41 and verse 10 says, fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Put your name in there. He says, fear not, Helen. Fear not, whoever is listening. Put your name in this. Fear not, for Jesus, God says, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. I will strengthen thee. That's what you need, strength. He said, here's my promise, Isaiah 41, 10. As a soldier in my army, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He said, you need help? You need upholding? You need vindication? Whatever it is, God says, I'm here for you. I am here just for you. I don't want you to be anxious. I don't want you to be worried. In this army of the Lord, God said, you are not alone. Glory to God. When Jesus gave, remember, when he gave that great commission to every believer in Matthew 28, verse 19, he says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I've commanded you in verse 20. And then he gives this statement, and surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age. He said, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew 1:23 even goes a little further. He says, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted as God with us. God said, I'll be with you. And then I love the scripture that talks about glory to God. Hallelujah. In Colossians 1 and verse 27. Colossians 1 and verse 27 says this, that there was a mystery that was hid from the ages, which is Christ in you, the hope, the expectation of his glory, of his presence. That was a mystery that if the devil had known that Jesus was going to be in each one of us, he would not have killed the Lord of glory. But God made a way. That's why Jesus said, it's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, then the Comforter would not come unto you. But if I go away, I'll send him unto you. And then it said, when he has come, when the Holy Spirit comes, he's our paracletos. He's the one that comes alongside of us and inside of us to empower us to lead a victorious and overcoming life in Jesus Christ. Even as soldiers in the army of God, we've got God on the inside of us. Hallelujah. 24/7. Glory to God. Christ in us, the hope, the expectation of the glory of God being on the inside of us. Glory to God. So we know he'll never leave us. In Hebrews 13 and verse 5, and the B part of that verse says, God has said, Hebrews 13, 5, B and 6, the sixth verse, it says, God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So so it says, we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid what man can do to me. God wants us to know and be very sure that as his soldiers, that he loves and cares for us. The second thing, I said, first of all, that he'll never leave us. The first part that we were going over tonight is that it's very important that we must know that as soldiers in God's army, that God is with us and that we're not alone. That's the first part that we just went to. Secondly, God wants us to know and be sure that as his soldiers, that he loves and cares for us. As soldiers in the army of the Lord, it is all about a relationship with God. Some people get upset about Christianity and say that they are not about religion. They ain't into all this religion. But really, they're talking about rituals and traditions. Now, real religion, again, is true, that is true and pure is defined in James 1:27. Pure and undefined religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Glory to God. God says, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about a relationship with God. In 1 John 4:18, it says, there's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Because, again, Christianity, our number one thing is about a love relationship with God. I think I heard apostles say that we're called love warriors. As soldiers of the Lord, we're called to be love warriors. And that song says, oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. And that's one of the major things we got to know as soldiers in the army of the Lord. You are loved and I am loved. We are loved by God. I don't know if you've ever been in a relationship where you love somebody. And I've seen people have that love glow. I can tell when they're in love. I can see it on their face. I can see it on them. People ought to be able to see that God, that we are responding to the greatness of the love of God. We need to remind ourselves on a daily basis, God loves me. Just say that with me today. God loves me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love John 3:16 because John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. He could have just loved the world, but he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. That's a lot of love. He so loved the world. He gave the very best that he had to give, which is his precious darling son, Jesus Christ. And then in Romans 8:32 says, if he gave his son for us, how would he not also with him freely give us all things? God said, you need to hear this. God said, if I gave my son for you, how would I not also with him freely give you all things? And then Matthew 7:11 lets us know that if ones who are evil know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? It's about a love relationship. I love, this is one of my favorite verses I always say, Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. You need to put your name in there. The Lord hath appeared unto me of old, saying, yea, I have loved Helen. I have loved, whatever your name is, put your name in there. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. We've got to know the character and nature of God. Moses knew of God's ways. The children of Israel only knew his acts. In Psalms 103. We got to know God's ways. God said, I love you. I love you. And as soldiers in this army, in the good times, the in-between times, and in the bad times, God said, I'm with you and I love you. As my soldier, know that you're not just like in a regular army where the commander-in-chief or the queen. The queen didn't know everybody by name. She didn't know everybody. Or even the king, the King Charles, as he comes in. But God said, I love you. I'm with you 24/7. Hallelujah. And I'm still watching my time. I only got a few more minutes to go. Then the third thing is the first thing we went over is that God wants us to know that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. We're not alone. Secondly, that God wants us to know and be very sure that he loves us. There's so many scriptures I could give you on the love of God, how much he loves us. Oh, how he loves you and me. Then thirdly, God wants us to know that as his soldiers, he's able to work on our behalf. He said, I'm powerful. I'm above everything that you could ever face. I'm above that. I love my first, the two, I could go to so many of these scriptures for this, but I'm only going to give a couple. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And to him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. He said, I'm able to do above anything that you could ask or think. He said, I'm able to do that. You got to know God's ability. Then he says in my other favorite scriptures, Jude. Jude has one chapter, and it's verse 24. We do this as a benediction, but it has become alive unto me. He said, now unto him that is able. We're talking about the ability of God to keep you from falling. God said, I'm able to keep you from falling. And you can put your name in there. Say, Lord, I thank you that you're able to keep me from falling, to present me faultless before the presence of your glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and ever. Amen. That's expressing your confidence in God's ability to keep you in this Christian walk. God will keep you if you want to be kept. My daughter wrote a book about the keeping power of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And she remembered hearing as a little girl, I said, God will keep you if you want to be kept. And she asked God to keep her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then the fourth thing is that he also wants us to know that as his soldiers, he's willing. He's willing. And again, it's something to know somebody is able to do something. It's something to know that somebody is able to even provide for you or to strengthen you or to be there for you. But it's another thing to know, are they willing? Are they willing to do it? And in Matthew 8, verse 1 and verse 1 through 3, it says, when Jesus came down from the mountain, large crowds followed him. Suddenly a leper came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man and said, I'm willing. He said, be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. That takes us back to Romans 8:32. God said, if I gave my son for you, how would I not also with him freely give you all things? He said, I love you. I'm in a love relationship with you. That's why I love so much in Isaiah 54 and verse 5. It says, thy maker is thy husband. That means that we're one with him. He's married to us. He's not only our daddy, God, our Peter, our source, but he's our daddy husband. He said, I love you, and I'm willing to do on your behalf. Sometimes we got to walk on eggshells with people because we don't know if we're going to offend them or we're going to hurt them. But with God, he says, look, I want you to just come to me. He said, come boldly to my throne of grace that you may obtain my mercy, my love, my kindness. In Hebrews 4, come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy, my seed, agape, my love, my kindness, and then get grace that you need in time of trouble. He said, I'm willing, I'm willing, I'm willing. And then lastly, the bottom line, this is the bottom line of what he wants us to know, is that he said all of this on learning about him as our commander in chief, as him as our commander in chief is. He said, I don't want you worried about anything. If you look up and go in the word of God and see what he talks about, anxiousness or fretfulness, he said, I don't want you worried. He does not want us to be worried, anxious, or fretful about anything. And just as those, and I'm not going to tell you that worry and anxiety and fretfulness is not going to come. But the thing that we have to know is we don't have to embrace it. When it hits our stomach, or it may hit your chest, or it may hit you in your body, in whatever way it is, God said, give it to me. So, Lord, this is yours. You said you don't want me to be worried about anything. No, it's not commendable if you think you just got to worry and fret about some. God said, that's not commendable to me. It's not commendable for you to worry and be a worry ward. No. He says in Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, and this is our last scripture for tonight, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And God said, if you'll do that, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. To give it to me. He said, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. And he said, present your request. When we get a letter, or we got a letter recently telling us where they were going to exorbitantly raise something by $400, and then we got another letter that said they were going to raise something else by $50, when we got these, what could we do? Let it go down in our bellies and say, oh, Lord, have mercy. What am I going to do? No, God said, give it to me. And I remember in the word of God, when there was a king and something came, he came and lifted that paper up to God and spread it out before him and said, now, Lord, you work this out. And that's why, and tonight as we end, that's why it's important to know, and I'm going back over my review again now, that's why it's important as we close tonight, as we talk about God as our commander-in-chief of the armies of the Lord, Jesus Christ as our the great head of the church, the captain of our salvation, the captain of our faith, our commander-in-chief, the king of all kings, the Lord of all lords. That is why it's so important to know that when something comes as soldiers in his army, individual soldiers, we are not alone. You are not alone. What you're facing right now, and it may seem, you know, some people say, well, you know, such and such didn't do this for me, and they weren't there for me, and they weren't. But God said, I'm always there. I'm there with you 24/7. I will never, ever leave you alone. Never alone. And then also we went over tonight that we must be sure, be very sure. You know, they said, be very sure your ankle holds and grips the solid ground. Be very sure as God's soldiers that he loves and cares for us. He cares for you. If you can take that away with you tonight, he said, I love you. I care for you. Number three, he said, no, and as a soldier, he's able. He said, I got the ability. I don't care what they say. I'm greater than what they say. I'm greater than the paper. I'm greater than whatever's coming to your life. I'm greater than what somebody, and as my sister and I often say, who's the who said of the greatest magnitude? Who said it? They're greater than God? God is our who said of the greatest magnitude. God said, when I said it, I'm greater. If he's got to change situations around just for you, he said, I'll do that. He's able. And then fourthly, we cover tonight that God is willing. He said, I'm not only able to do it for you, but I'm not like somebody else. I'm willing. I've showed that I'm willing, God says. I gave my only begotten son for you. He said, how would I not also with him freely give you all things? And Matthew 7:11 again says, he said, if there are ones who are evil, who know how to give good gifts to their children, how many people you know that know, I mean, they will lavish their children, their grandchildren, their family with gifts. He said, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those that ask? That's what I'm working out. I'm willing. I'm willing to do that. And then the bottom line of all that we're talking about, God is our commander-in-chief, is that he wants us to know too much about him to doubt it. He said, I want you to know too much about me to doubt me, says the Lord. He said, I'm not telling you that it's going to be easy. He said, but I want to tell you, I don't want you to worry about anything. I've given you a formula. He said, don't be anxious or fretful about anything. But come to me in prayer. And then give me the thanksgiving. Supply me with the thanksgiving. And when you do this, he said, my peace will take guard and keep guard over your heart and your mind through Jesus Christ. So I thank God for each one of you today. I know I've been a little long. It's now 9:57. And I've been a little long. But I thank God that we're on the part that he would have for us to do tonight about Jesus as our commander-in-chief. That's the second part of our outline for this basic training in spiritual warfare. May God bless you. I pray that you might come back and listen to this again. Get it down in your spirits. My son, he goes to school. My 50-something-year-old son is in school. And he says, Mom, I put the tape on in my ear. And he said, when I'm between classes or I'm waiting, he said, I listen to that basic training in spiritual warfare. Because you can't just do this one time. Sometimes we were prone to forgetfulness. So God bless each and every one of you. And may God meet you this day at the point of your need, whatever that need might be, in Jesus' name. Apostle, I turn it back over to you. God bless.
Oh, thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. And it's always good to get this refreshing in spiritual warfare. So many scriptures that we know, that we've read for years, and still to put it in this context and be refreshed, that is awesome. Before I go any further, I keep thinking about, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, he loves us. He loves us so much, and he wants each and every one of us to be born again. Hallelujah. And then when we are born again, hallelujah, we can reach out to family, to friends, and then he'll take us even further than that so that they'll be saved. The Bible says in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So we're going to take a moment right now to pray the prayer of salvation. If you prayed it before, you prayed it once, you only have to pray it once with all your heart, and you are born again. But we're going to ask people to say it now, so that, or all of us to say it now, because we want you to be prepared. Not just us, but God wants you to be prepared. People are leaving here in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, you know, and God will put us with someone, around somebody, so they can get saved. We may be in the grocery store, we may be at the doctor's office, wherever, you know, we may be even in the kitchen and somebody comes in and they want to get saved. God will show you when it's an open door. And so we all want to be ready in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, to lead somebody to Jesus. And I remember we used to say, oh, come to my church with me on Sunday so you can get saved. Well, that's good too, but sometimes Sunday doesn't come for people. Hallelujah. Sometimes they're gone before Sunday comes. So it's up to us to be ready at any time to pray the prayer of salvation. So repeat this prayer after me. Hallelujah. Dear Lord Jesus, believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer for the first time and you prayed it with all your heart, you are saved. You are born again. And some might say, oh, that's so easy. Yeah, that's because Jesus paid it all. He did all the work. It's just up to us to be in agreement with what he did and to receive it by saying that prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so we want to pray for you. If you prayed that for the first time, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that the Lord will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to talk right. Hallelujah. Power to even read the word of God and understand it. Get a revelation as you're reading every time because he's there with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Father God, and power to speak in your prayer language. We thank you, Lord, that tongues are being loosed right now to be able to pray in their prayer language. And Lord, we give you praise. Hallelujah. And you're not going to understand it right now, but that's okay. The Lord will give you the understanding. And most of the time when we start praying in tongues, we're praising God. Hallelujah. So do it and to do it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And while we're here talking about this, let me say this. We're going to come back. We're going to open up the lines in just about a few minutes here. We're going to open up the lines so you can begin to press your number one key. And if your number one key, if you press it on your phone, the number one key, then I see it. It looks like you're lifting your hand up. And we're going to open our lines in a few moments for comments, questions, prayer requests, prophecy requests. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to be back to do that in just a moment. While we're talking here, a couple of things I want to take care of. Number one is if you would like to be a blessing to Pastor Price, the Lord leads you to bless her. I mean, all of this that she was going through, You don't learn that just going la, 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 la. Amen. That's spending some serious time with the Lord. Amen. And I know I have been changed listening to it. Hallelujah. Amen. We did this last year as well, and this is good to do it this year. So she does have a Cash App, and you can bless the woman of God, Cash App her at $ glory to God 39. And the two is T-O. So it's glory to God, G-L-O-R-Y, to T-O, God, G-O-D, 39. Hallelujah. And that's her Cash App. Amen. So bless the woman of God. Also, for those who just got saved and those who really want to grow more in the Lord, we want to invite you to be a part of our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. We meet every Sunday. We have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching on Monday with our Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God, hallelujah, as she digs into the Word of God every Monday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Hallelujah. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time, and then we get interpretations. I'm telling you, awesome interpretations. 2 years ago, the Lord told us in the interpretations that abortion was gone with the wind. So it didn't look like it 2 years ago. Some people find it hard to believe now, but that's what the Lord said. And then he even gave an interpretation. He just let me see that. He gave an interpretation that President Obama's picture was going to be on the wall. He didn't say it quite like that, but that President Biden was going to have something to do with it. So that was awesome. So God is revealing secrets. Amen. You want to know some of his secrets? You got to persevere and come on in with us on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And, hey, I know he'll tell it to you by yourself. Amen. But if he leads you to come and be a part, please do that. Now, every second Wednesday of the month, we have our healing service. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. This Wednesday coming up is the second Wednesday, September the 14th, and we have our co-host, Elder Philip Harkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey, and it is at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So tell your family, tell your friends, if you're in need of healing, come on. Last time in August, there were 12 healings that happened online. So, you know, when God says he sent his word and they were healed, that's real. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's called prophetic healing. And the Lord will tell us ailments that are going to be healed before people come on the broadcast. And what God reveals, he heals. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. All of our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts are on the same phone number, 516-418-5699. And then our Thursday edition, that's what we're on right now, our Thursday edition of God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio, this month, every Thursday in this month, so we've got three more Thursdays left, hallelujah, we will have Pastor Price with us and our spiritual warfare boot camp. Hallelujah. Basic training. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
So hang with us, stick with us. You can always, you know, go back to our podcast, and if you just Google Gitm Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, you'll be able to listen to this broadcast and 1,500 more in their entirety. Praise God. Praise God. So I see some have pressed their number one key. Anyone else now? You want to encourage the woman of God? You have questions, comments, prayer requests? Press your number one key. Amen. We're going to start with Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. Hello, Pastor Mom.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. And thank you, Lord, and I was listening to you, your words and everything. You just did good.
Good, and, good word.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Well, we know you talk about spiritual warfare. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
glory to God, Mom.
And
Mom, I love you, and I thank God for you.
Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah. You still up tonight, huh?
My heart. I'm listening
you
to
your,
you.
Oh, glory to God. You had your snack?
Yes, I have.
Oh, glory to God. Well, I truly thank God, but because you are such an example of who Jesus Christ is to us. So as we've seen you live the life before us, and we thank God. I thank God for you, Mom.
Oh, yes, I thank God for it.
Yes, ma'am. And so Apostle always likes us to pray for you, Mama. So I'm going to pray for you tonight. Father God, I thank you for my mom, Lord God. I thank you, kind Heavenly Father, for letting us have a godly mom who loves you, Lord God. We thank you and praise you now for Pastor Mom. Lord, I ask this night, as I always do, that you would continue, Lord God, to touch Mom in her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Father God. I speak to all any kind of weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, any pain or discomfort in her body. I speak right now in Jesus' name to the root and the source of all coughing that has come upon, that tries to come upon Mom. I rebuke you at the roots and source and charge and command you to leave Mom, Pastor Mom, now and not return to her in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, as I do, as I speak your word over Pastor Mom, I even decree and declare so that it would be established in Job, Lord God, 22 and verse 28, you said that if we would decree a thing, it would be established unto us. So I decree and I declare over Mom that by the stripes of Jesus, Pastor Mom is and were and are healed. She's the redeemed of you, Lord God. She's been redeemed from that coughing spirit. She's redeemed from any short-term and long-term memory loss. She's redeemed from that in the name of Jesus. And we stand on your word and let your word be established in Mom's life. And we give you praise now. We thank you that you said, let the weak say I'm strong. We decree and declare strength over Pastor Mom from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And then strength for even now for Pastor Catherine and Apostle as they care for Mom in Jesus' name. And we give you glory and praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I decree and declare over Mom, one more thing, Mom. I decree and declare over Pastor Mom that no weapon formed against Pastor Mom shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against you in judgment, we decree and declare to be in the wrong. Let that be established. Let it be established in Jesus' name. And we give you glory, Father. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Love you, Mom. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you for that beautiful prayer. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, thank you so much once again for the word tonight. And it's just, this is just kind of once again, confirmation to me, for me, because I've got a few situations in my own personal life here, and sometimes the spirit of worry try to come, but, you know, God has said today that either you're going to trust me or not. And, it's, you know, it's so good when we know who we are in Christ, and you can just let, you can just rest. When you can just rest and know God is going to work it out. Praise God.
Yes.
So I just want to say thank you so much, and thank you for just all the words, knowing that we're soldiers in the Lord's army. We're his soldiers. Praise God. We got to be good soldiers. Just brought it out, and thank you so much for the review. And also, God cares. We got to always keep that in our hearts. I'm telling you, and God is able, hallelujah, he's able, and he's
hallelujah.
Willing, he's willing, and he's
hallelujah.
Able, yes, thank
hallelujah.
You so much, God, I've lost my notes from last week, but I said, I'm not going to lose my notes again, so I got a notebook for the pastor today, and I'm going to keep my notebook. I lost my iPad at the airport, but He's going to still always have a way for you to even, you know, do things. So I just want to say thank you once again. And thank you, Apostle, for just having a Pastor Price once again this year. And as I said last week, we should have this boot camp every year. Praise God. Thank you so
much. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. And much strength and blessing to over you, Pastor Catherine. I speak to any kind of headaches of any sort from over you. I rebuke the root and source of any kind of infirmity that would come to your head in Jesus' name. I charge and command it to leave you and whoever else this may stand for. Anybody that's going through a headache tonight, I speak to the root and source of that headache. Charge it to bow its knee to the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and the word of God in Jesus' name, and to leave you. And I decree and declare, yes, every pain I rebuke, all pains that would try to come to the top of the head, to the front of the head, to the head. And I lay my hands upon myself in proxy for you. For Lord Jesus, you said that as a believer that we could lay hands on the sick in your name and they shall recover. I lay my hands in proxy for Pastor Catherine and anybody else that may be having pains in their body, at the top of the head, at the front of the head, in the head, in the name of Jesus, and charge and command it to leave now in Jesus' name and not return. And I decree and declare that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed, whole, well, and sound. And I decree and declare we're redeemed from that. We're redeemed. We're the redeemed of you, Lord God. We're redeemed from all headaches. We're redeemed, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And we give you glory, praise, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Catherine and Pastor Paul. Love y'all. Amen. We have three people who have their number one key press. We're going to start with Pastor Rodney. Pastor Rodney Reeveling. So good to see you on the line tonight. Hallelujah. Now, where did you go? You press your number one key again. Amen. And you all may remember Pastor Rodney. We have adopted him into our family. Amen. Pastor Rodney,
amen.
Welcome.
We thank and praise God for what we have heard on tonight. I once was in a service, and the preacher had preached so till the fire of heaven came down. And after the service, this young person met me in the parking lot, and they said, did we not have heartburn on tonight? Amen. And so tonight we had our heartburn. We had our share of heartburn. But as the woman of God was going forth, I began to think about my training in the Army and how it's a specialized training and how you don't just show up and say, well, I'm here serving in the Army. I'm going to do what I know. You are on your post and you are doing what the Lord has called you to do. But this is what struck me the most on tonight. She was talking about the fatherness of God as our chief in command. And I thought about, what if everybody in your natural family was Army trained? you wouldn't have a fear of any terrorists, anybody walking down the street. You know, you in school used to go get your big brother, big sister. If everybody in your family was Army trained, think of the confidence that you would have as a family to fight. Now watch this here. We are all family by the blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, our entire family is trained in the most powerful armor there is. So if we receive that confidence in the natural, how much more so in the spirit? Woman of God, I tell you, you made me want to go dig out my my Army uniform and put it on. I know it's going to be too tight now. But I thank and praise God for you on tonight, and I just want to encourage you to keep on keeping on. God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Pastor Rodney, I just want to say this to you. I love when ones like myself, I'm a pastor teacher, I'm a preacher teacher, but mostly I have a teaching ministry on my life.
Yes.
And I love when the teaching ministry meets up with those who are also preacher teachers. Like
right,
yourself,
right.
That are preacher
right.
teachers. And that catalyzation takes place. Because sometimes, I'm going to tell you, sometimes I get a little discouraged sometimes when I listen to some preachers. I said, they ain't been in the Word. I said,
right,
I didn't need to get in the Word. I said, they're preaching, and then they're preaching, Lord God, but they're not getting in the Word, Lord God. If they could just get in the Word. And God, many times, that's why when he has me to do messages, Pastor Rodney, he said, now, listen, I know that you could just go and take it and let somebody else read it each time or go slow. He said, but I want you to immerse once in the Word.
Yes, so
when I come upon a preacher like you, you're going to run with this, honey. You, Pastor Rodney, you're going to run with this.
Show enough.
Run with this because now you got you already, like you said, it's catalyzing you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that is where, Pastor Rodney, I want to see the preachers. I want to say to preachers, stay in the Word. Meditate day and night in the Word. Because sometimes, after a while, they begin to preach, but they don't go to God and let his Word be in them. Or they won't listen enough to sit down and listen to any sound teaching because it's not the way that they do it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I love to hear good preaching. So I love to hear good preaching. And then I love to hear good teaching. We need it all. We need good preachers.
That's
we
right.
need good
That's
teachers.
Right.
Teachers have to listen to preachers, and preachers have to listen to teachers. Glory to God.
That's right.
For us to stay strong in the Lord. So I'm excited about you hearing this because I know it's going to be duplicated.
That's
in
right.
a manner.
That's right.
It's going to be duplicated. All you needed to do by the Spirit of God, all we needed to do is to be able to hear that word. Hear that word. And God will go down on the inside of us and bring it out. I can see you. You're going to sleep well tonight because the Holy Ghost can there's some things the Holy Ghost going to do in you tonight. And preacher,
you're
going to run.
Thank you.
And you're going to run with it.
You
may not remember meeting me, but I'm Apostle's natural sister. We got the same mama. And I met you, I think, one time. I got a chance to meet you, and you've been on the program. But I just say this. God has us to do each way that we need to do and what we need to do. And each one of us, to be strong, we need to be strengthened in the things of God. And God will use catalysts. I'm going to say and I'm going to go on so somebody else can come on. I love to hear T.D. Jakes as he's a teacher-preacher. He's a preacher-teacher. I love to listen to him. I love to listen to others that I will get up. I said, that's so good. That's so good, so good. But then I'll come up on one, and I said, oh, Lord, they ain't in the Word.
I said, Lord, they
ain't in the Word. I go, oh, no, Lord. And then don't get a singer now. They can sing so beautifully.
Yes,
but
they're not set down long enough
to hear preaching and teaching. And they'll get up with something that comes out of left field, from on the left field. So I'm just excited about you.
You know, I'm not trying to cut you off.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Huh?
I'm not trying to cut you off, but to add credence to what you're saying, I was in a tent revival in the backwoods of Arkansas. And the preacher got up. Mind you, he didn't have his Bible when he got up. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the title of his message was, God don't love the world no more. I said, what?
Oh, my.
I said, Lord, Lord. And I mean, he preached a long time too. I said, Lord, cut it short. But you're right. We have to be enlightened by the word. But I also want to add this piece in to your spiritual warfare training for anybody who may be listening and be fighting in a battle that they seem is uphill. Know this. My bishop used to say this all the time when he got done praying. He said, and we thank him from the victory. We don't fight for the victory. We fight from the victory.
Come on now.
All right, I'm done.
Because we have the victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, when you listen, Pastor Rodney, I'm on Facebook. I don't know if you're on Facebook, but I'm under Helen God Favors Me Price. When you preach again, when you preach this message, because you're going to preach again about spiritual warfare.
Oh,
when
yes.
you preach about it, I want a copy of that message. I'm serious, because that's where you're catalyzed. When I began
yes.
to do and I'm going to stop with this. When I began, I went on a minister's program, Ministry Lane. Not Ministry Lane, Minister Shell. They invited me to preach on spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, them old-time saints of God, I got so much out of that. When they got ready to talk about what they talked about when we were talking about the weapons of our warfare, that one of the weapons of our warfare
is
just one of them is that when two of you agree on earth, it's touching. And they said sometimes
right.
you got the double team. This was the old time
right.
said. Sometimes you got the double team up on the devil.
That's right.
So there were
that's
many
right.
things as I listened to them that I gained out of it. So when you preach on this, Pastor Rodney, get back with me. I want
And I'm cutting in one more time, and you know it's horrible
to
give. It's horrible to unmute the preachers on the microphone. But this is what I'm going to say. I was telling Apostle Kizzy we had the opportunity to share with each other's spirit earlier today. And the Lord have given me opportunity to oversee churches in different nations. And I was speaking with the pastors that I oversee in Cape Town, South Africa. And they were telling me about some spiritual warfare that they had encountered regarding some witchcraft. Now, mind you, I began to bind the spirit of witchcraft. I began to bind the warlock spirits, the spirit of divination. I began to call down every Baal spirit, every succubus spirit. I mean, I'm calling down all the spirits. I know their names. I'm calling all of them down. The devil came where I was and physically attacked my body. Watch this. I told them, I said, I am in a place where I exhausted all of my energy rebuking the devil in you. And so I now no longer have the strength to rebuke the devil off me. I said, but this is what we're going to do. He inhabits the praise of his people. If you all would just say
hallelujah,
thank you, Jesus, glory to God, I said he will rebuke the devil. Do you not know by the time I got done magnifying the name of the Lord that devil had lifted off of me, the pain I had in my back subsided, I felt more rejuvenated in my body. And what I'm telling the saints tonight is sometimes you may not have the strength to fight, but I'm telling you tonight, the more you praise him, the more strength he'll give you. Why? Because I know from the word of God, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Hallelujah. Now, Pastor Rodney, know this for surety. Our outline for this spiritual warfare time, this basic training in spiritual warfare is one. The first week, we just went over the Bible facts. That we are soldiers in the army of God. That's all, just on that one.
Yes.
Then on the second week, we went through just today on Jesus Christ being our commander-in-chief. On the third week, Lord willing, that we're going to do next week, we're going over the fact of who we are in Christ, in him, and what that means.
Yes.
Because that will determine the direction that we're going into. But on the fourth week, we begin to go into the weapons of our warfare. We have 20-plus weapons of our warfare that we will
good,
be sharing. We've already, Apostle them have known, and Pastor Catherine, they've been in our basic training in spiritual warfare on Wednesday nights. We have it on Wednesday nights, our date night with Jesus, and we have a Zoom program on Wednesday nights. But we covered in depth 10 weapons of our warfare, which included what you said, even about worship and praise, the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, intercessory prayer, the prayer of agreement, glory to God, so many of the weapons. So you're right. You're right. I'm telling you, since I've been ministering in this time of doing the basic training in spiritual warfare, I have been attacked in my body.
Yes,
I have
yes,
gone through
yes.
things in my body. But that's why we talk about battle buddies. Whenever you go in the army, you go into
you're
the
talking
army.
Good now.
When you get into that army, when you go into the army, they always, my niece was in the service, and they always give you, and she was a trainer and a recruiter, that they give you a battle buddy. And we have battle buddies. Now, Apostle, we went over this, and Apostle got it down. She can quote this out. When we talked about how the prayer of agreement changes, they said one could put 1,000. Apostle, would you say what the other ones are with that, too? One could put 1,000.
Amen. One will put 1,000 to flight. Two will put 10,000. Three will put 100,000. Four will put 1,000,000 to flight.
Ooh, my lamb tonight.
Glory to God. So we know, thank you, Apostle. We know that you're telling, what you're saying is true. We have one night. We couldn't do it all at one time. That's why she gives me 5 weeks to do it, to take my time, because if I tried to do it in one time, in one night, everything in one night. So if you go back, do me a favor, if you get a chance, go back and listen on the Get Them Radio, a basic training in spiritual warfare from 2021. We did it last September on 2021. And if you go back over there, we still have 5 parts that were done last year. And this year she's letting me repeat it. But we only went over last year 10 of the weapons of our warfare, just 10 of them. We have over 20-something weapons of our warfare. So if you get a chance, and you're absolutely right, that's why when we get ready to come off this service, I'm asking Apostle and you all to keep me in prayer as we go.
Yes,
I thank God for you, Pastor Rodney. I thank God. I'm going to pray God will give you the mind to go back, Google Get Them Radio, basic training in spiritual warfare for 2021, and go back and see. And you'll see that what we said, what we're saying, we know that you're saying what is right. A lot of times, because we don't have nobody around us that is walking concerning spiritual warfare, we don't have nobody that might be doing what we're doing. Nobody that knows maybe what you know, but God said, I got somebody. He said,
that's
I got
right.
somebody
you,
I'm ministering to. So I'm just challenging you. I'm challenging you because I'm saying to
I'm
you,
sure
if you've got
we'll
a body
go back.
Of work, if you've got a body of work, I want to give you, I can even give you my text number. I give you
and
my text number.
I have my Facebook pulled up right now. What's your Facebook again?
It's Helen, H-E-L-E-N, God Favors Me, G-O-P,
I got your
God Favors Price. Now, that's my Facebook page. That's the Facebook page.
Okay, I'm inboxing you right now.
Yeah, now on YouTube, my page on YouTube has all the videos, over about 500-something videos on YouTube, and it's under Pastor Helen McCoy Price. So look it up. But then what you do is I'm going to give you, I don't know if I'll do it outside. Apostle, if he'll let you, give me his number, and I'm going to text him.
I just inbox you on Facebook so we can communicate. I don't want you to give your number out publicly. Your husband may be looking for you.
In Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus. All right. Apostle, you hear me say that the blood of Jesus. I can say I was married. Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Praise
married.
The Lord.
And Isaiah 54 and verse 5 says, thy maker is thy husband. Hallelujah.
I know you're right.
Glory to God. Glory to God. So thank you, Pastor Rodney. And I'll just say that I want to, like I said, when you preach it again, and you might not have anybody around you that knows what you know and how you know it. Glory
right.
to God. But it might be a blessing that God will have for us to compare some things. Glory to God. So,
Amen.
Apostle, I'm turning
Amen.
Back
Amen.
To you because I know that there are other people who want to talk. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Rodney. So good to hear from you again. Stay close now.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share.
Amen. Have a blessed night. Hallelujah. I want to say something real quick, and Minister Rachel, I'm going to open up your line. What I wanted to say was, like he was saying that, the Lord, let's worship the Lord. Many years ago, I was in the middle of some real intense spiritual warfare. And there was a lady who, she was like on the floor like a snake and the blood of Jesus is over this and growling and everything. And that spirit was manifesting through her. And we had children in the room and they started throwing up. And, you know, I didn't know a whole lot back then. But what I did know was the blood of Jesus. And I had them to take the children out. And I said, you know, all of you, you know, everybody was all over the place. And so by the Spirit of the Lord, I was like, okay, we're going to have to do this together. Okay, who's going to be praying? That's going to be me. The rest of everybody else, just say the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And this woman was screaming so much, I just knew. And she was Asian, and all of the rest of us was black in there. And I said, oh, my God, if the police come, this is going to look like an interesting situation. But God, amen. And so she got delivered, thank God. You know, the children stopped throwing up. Everything was okay in the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you, and the blood of Jesus just took over. And we give God all the praise for that. Amen. Hallelujah. So one did put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000, 300,000, 4 million. Amen. Amen. We're opening up the line now for Minister Rachel. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Well, God bless you all. I am just learning, gleaning, and I have had y'all encouraged me, and I just thank God for this ministry and what he is doing, because we needed to learn it precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. We needed to hear it over and over again, and so that we know who we are, and we just, this is a blessing, and we just, I thank God for the archives that we can listen to it over and over, put our headphones in our ears when we're in the store and everything like that, and it just helps us to be more yielded to it, to his spirit, so that he can just flow, because, it's a short, everything is like winding up now, and so many people, like you said, so many people won't get to Sunday. You just got to let them know Jesus loves you, Jesus saves. So God got me on different platforms letting people know Jesus saves. And what I mean by that is even on cute little games like Farmville, my actual co-op is Jesus Saves. And when people come on there, they see the encouraging word and things like that. I put encouraging things on there for God's glory and where I live at. And, you know, that, you know, because I don't know, someone could be outside at 12 midnight or at 1 and they could look up, and God would have them look up at our window and see the, you know, the prayer of salvation for his glory. That would be a blessing. And all the things that he has for me, hallelujah, that he have in place. So I'm glad that I was sensitive to the Spirit, and I thank God for what he's doing through you and through our Helen, and even the man of God that came on, Pastor Rodney. I thank God for the wisdom that was shining through, and that people are going to hear this again, and that's a blessing. Hallelujah. Yes, we are. What we're doing is we are encouraging each other and building one another on our most holy faith. Hallelujah. Yes. Just keeping us encouraged. I just thank him for that.
Amen.
Right. Love you.
Amen.
And God bless.
Okay. God bless you too. Is that Gabriel?
Yes, he's listening. Okay. Yes, he won't even go. He listens to the whole service.
Amen.
Yep, I'm in my arms. Thank you, Minister Rachel.
Don't be pushing it.
We love you, Roy Ellen. God bless y'all.
I love you too, Minister Rachel, and all of your family. God bless.
God bless.
Amen. Love. Hallelujah. Amen. Minister Amber, praise God. Welcome, Minister Amber.
Hello, everyone. Pastor and Brother, and Pastor Grandma, and Pastor Aunt Catherine, and to my mom, Pastor Helen, and to everyone who's listening tonight, who's listening in the future, hello. And I really enjoyed the message I was listening from the other room. And Mom, I really thank God for you and how in the spiritual warfare. And I love how last week you set the foundation and did the grid line of everything that was to come. And today, with the Commander-in-Chief and our identity. I truly thank God for you, and I pray that God will continue to strengthen you to bring forth this word of spiritual warfare because it is so necessary. And I truly thank God for you. God bless you.
Oh, thank you, Amber. Thank you so much. And thank you for your prayers. God bless you. Thank you so much. I truly thank God for you and love you and thank God for you. And thank you for those words of encouragement.
I love you, too. I will bless my loved ones.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, glory to God. We thank God for all that's been said and done tonight. Oh, I wanted to read what Reverend Treva sent a message. Let me see. Reverend Treva said, I'm so blessed by this month's broadcast. We need to be and stay battle ready. Thank you, Pastor Price and Apostle Barbara, too. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, and I got another text, too. So, but amen. Well, we thank God for all that he has done tonight. Hallelujah. So next week, you know, next Thursday, we'll be back with Pastor Price, and we told you what was going on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. For those who were not on the line earlier, we told you about Pastor Eric, and he came on. There's an evangelistic event that's coming up in St. Louis on September the 17th called Wake Up St. Louis. And so we're going to play that just for about 30 seconds or so, and then we'll come back to Pastor Price for closing remarks and closing prayer.
Hi, I'm Eric with Operation Save the Lou. We are hosting an evangelism outreach event, Wake Up STL, on September 17th at O'Fallon Park. We will share the gospel and love of Jesus with people in the community, attempting to reach many who are lost or stuck in a world of crime. Featuring a free concert of local St. Louis Christian hip-hop artists, guest speakers, raffles all day, and barbecue. But we need your help. We are in need of volunteers or donations. Please visit OperationSaveTheLou.com. That is OperationSaveTheLou.com.
Amen. OperationSaveTheLou.com, September the 17th. So check that out online, you know, as the Lord leads you, and be a part of that. That's going to be awesome. Amen. So, Pastor Price, closing remarks and closing prayer.
Praise God. God bless you, Apostle. Thank you for letting me and Pastor Rodney have that time. Glory to God, because I like to talk to preachers. Glory to God. And I just thank God for each person that was online tonight, those who will listen in the future at a later time. I thank God for having his way. I thank him for having his way tonight and ministering forth what he would have. And as I hear Pastor Catherine, when she said, when she gave her remarks, when the Lord uses me and gives me, he ministers first to me and through me. And it just blessed my heart too. There are scriptures that I've heard in my 40-year walk with the Lord that he revisited, that he just, as I woke up this morning, he began to drop down into my spirit. Now, this is the way I want you to go. Sometimes I'll ask him, Apostle, will he let me go one way or how does he want? And then I have to wait for his timing and what he wants to do and how he wants to do it. So I think that even now, not only for now, but even for later on, that this body of work that you're doing there, Get 'Em, at God in the Midst, that God is doing a tremendous work that will also be a blessing later on to somebody that can go back, stop it, get some of those scriptures, start it back again, and go back again. So I thank God. I'm honored again that you would have me here, and I'm honored that God would allow that door of utterance to be given. I'm so grateful. Even I was thinking about how, Lord willing, in October, you know that I've been asked to minister the same thing this I'm doing this month for 5 weeks to minister it on at another service. And in that time, the Lord said, I'm getting some things together in this that will prepare you for that time, that it won't be difficult as you go to that time, even though I've done it before, but we still have to be, you know, go in his flow. So I thank God for you, Apostle. Yes, and yes. For all now, the precious saints.
Before you close in prayer, uh-huh. I know your Cash App, but some people might want to send it via PayPal. So,
yes,
and
how
I was
do you
just
do that?
I have... my mind.
How do you do with it? Is PayPal the telephone number or what? How do you do your PayPal? Huh?
Are you talking to Amber? Okay. Well, while
no,
she's
I'm
looking
on,
into that,
she's still
just a moment.
Okay.
Oh, no, Amber's not on the line.
Oh, she's gone. Okay. I thought I was just talking to her through the line. But I have a PayPal. I do have a PayPal, and I think it's through your phone number, isn't it?
I don't know.
Is PayPal through? I don't know either. But I know that, Minister Rachel, if you're still on, how do you send a PayPal? How do people get your PayPal number? Minister Rachel, are you still on? Is Minister Rachel still on?
Yes, but her line is closed.
Okay, then. All right. Okay. Well, we have a PayPal.
Yes, I have the app, and I have your icon. So I'm going to minimize the screen so I can go on the app so I can show you, tell you about what you do is, like, I got y'all as friends on my PayPal so I can see your pictures. I can see you, Amber, and my godmom, and I'm able to click on you and send you any amount of money or anything.
When you first started, if you first became PayPal
I think you would have to give them your PayPal name or number.
Minister Rachel, hold on. I'll just say it like this. We're just going to do this next week, okay?
Yeah,
so I know I got that out of the blue, so we're not going to stay on that. And we'll go ahead and close, and you find out what it is, because we don't want any, you know, thing going in another direction or something. So we know what your Cash App is, and that's $GloryToGod39. So it's Glory, G-L-O-R-Y, T-O-D-O-D, Glory to God, 39. Amen. Okay, so then by next week, we'll know. You'll have that down, and you'll be able to send it to us. So say that, okay? All right, you can go ahead and close us out. Thank you.
Thank you. Kind Heavenly Father, we want to just thank and praise you, Lord God, even now for even you being in the midst of us today, even as this broadcast is called God in the Midst. Lord, we thank you for being in our midst. We thank you for what was on your heart and mind tonight to be able to remind us of who you are in our life as a great commander in chief, the head of the armies of the Lord. And we're thankful to you for who you are in our lives, that we're not alone, and that you want us to know too much about you to doubt you. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. We pray, Lord God, that even this word will catalyze in each one of our lives. And when situations begin to present themselves, we will say, Lord, I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to fret. I give it over to you, Lord God. And so we thank you. We praise you. We love you, and we give you glory and honor and praise. And I thank you, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. And now, Lord God, I love the Abels, I'm going to do two of the Abels tonight as we close tonight, Lord God. In Ephesians 3:20 and Jude 21 and verse 24. Now unto you that is able to do exceedingly abundantly over and above all that we could ask or think, according to your power that worketh in us, in Jesus' name. And then Jude 1 and verse 24, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, and to present us faultless before the presence of your glory with exceeding joy. To you, Lord God, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you again, Lord, and thank you, Apostle, for having me. God bless you. It's back in your hands.
Amen. God bless you. We Just thank God for strengthening you with might in the inner man by his Holy Spirit in every area pertaining to life and godliness. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you all. Have a blessed rest.
Y'all tell the people that.